It's time once again to Ask Dr. Science. So let's ask Dr. Science.
That's me.
Remember, he knows more than you do.
That's right.
John Gibson from Cedar Rapids, Iowa writes, Dear Dr. Science, I hired a genealogist to see if I was descended from the apes, but all he told me about were my forebears. What do forebears have to do with apes? What's he talking about? Dr. Science. Where's Dr. Science?
Rodney, come here. I want you.
I can hear him, sort of.
Over here, Rodney. The phone.
Dr. Science, what are you doing on the phone? We're recording the radio program.
Rodney, they've got me.
Who's got you?
My enemies. They've got me and they won't let me go until you pay the ransom. You're my only hope, Rodney. My only hope.
Thank you, Dr. Science.
More than you do.
That's right.
Dr. Science has been kidnapped by mysterious and nefarious forces. He's on the telephone. Just who are these people, Dr. Science?
They call themselves the Coalition of Humorless University Professors. They say they'll hold me here until they receive $150,000 in small bills.
$150,000?
That's right.
There's not that much money in the whole public radio system.
Don't I know it. We have to raise that money, Rodney. They threaten torture.
Well, that's not right. Besides, you know how low your threshold for pain is.
Oh, yeah. Rodney, come on. You can do it. Plead with our listeners. Make them understand. Oh, no. Here they come.
Thank you, Dr. Science.
Then you do.
That's right.
Dr. Science is being held prisoner by a group of overly sensitive educators. They won't let him go unless we come up with a ransom. And they're threatening torture.
Threatening my eye. They're practicing it. Oh, here it comes again. Please, I can't take it. Oh, no. What's worse, Rodney? They make me read the poems of Rod McEwen. I don't think I can take any more of this.
Dr. Science, hold on to your sanity. Help is on the way. Already our listeners are sending in contributions. Why, just this morning, the 7th grade science class at Horace Mann Junior High sent their lunch money.
Oh, no, Rodney. This is impossible. Help!
Thank you, Dr. Science.
He knows more than you do.
That's right.
Dr. Science is being held hostage by a group of humorless university professors. But fans of the Ask Dr. Science show are providing the ransom money. In a heartwarming response, young and old are sending what they can. We expect to reach our $150,000 goal any day now.
Rodney, can you hear me?
Oh, yes, Dr. Science. Are you all right?
They've stopped playing Pachelbel's Canon. I read all of Rod McEwen. All of his poems, every single one of them.
Oh, hang in there, Dr. Science. We've almost got the ransom money.
Really?
Yeah.
I knew you could do it, Rodney. I knew it.
Thank you, Dr. Science.
That's right.
Dr. Science has been kidnapped by a group that calls itself the Coalition of Humorless University Professors. They've been torturing Dr. Science, but they've stopped now. And thanks to you, the fans of the Ask Dr. Science show, we've managed to raise the ransom money, so as soon as we can figure out where to mail it... Dr. Science, you're back.
Oh, yeah, Rodney, I am. Safe and sound.
Did they just let you go?
No, I let myself go. I took advantage of the immense amount of empty space that exists between the nucleus and the electron shell of each and every atom, using Kundalini yoga techniques that are much too complicated to describe here.
Golly, that's great.
I'm glad to see you think so.
I guess now we'll have to send back the $150,000 in ransom money.
Don't be hasty, Rodney. I'm sure we'll find a use for it here in the lab.
Thank you, Dr. Science. Send your science questions to Ask Dr. Science. Remember, he's not a real doctor.
I have a master's degree
in science.